Today is Ash Wednesday. Ash Wednesday is the gateway into the season of Lent. Lent is our annual journey with Jesus towards the cross and resurrection life. Take a moment to pause and breathe in and out slowly, intentionally. Rest in and welcome God's grace-filled presence.
When you think of Lent, what comes to mind? What experience with Lent do you have? What questions or hopes do you have as we enter into this annual journey with Jesus towards the cross?
In many ways, Lent is an interruption. It's an interruption to the many distractions and responsibilities that fill the normal rhythms of our lives. Yet when welcomed and embraced, Lent is an interruption that enables us to reflect on our lives in ways that help focus our attention by remembering how Jesus interrupted this world through his life, death, and resurrection so that we may have new life. In the past, you may have approached Lent out of ritual or duty. This year, we invite you to enter into Lent in pursuit of a relationship. This 40-day journey offers us a powerful way to create space, to reflect on our relationship with Jesus, so we can recognize and release anything in our lives that hinders God's transforming grace. During the season of Lent, we will reflect on God's circles of commitment to us, known in the scriptures as covenants. These covenants reveal how God has continually pursued us to interrupt our distracted and unfaithful lives, so we may continue to be blessed, to be a blessing to others.
When you hear that God is in pursuit of us, what comes to mind? Is it comforting, frightening, hopeful, unbelievable?
At the beginning of our Lenten journey, we offer a prayer of invitation for God's transforming presence. As you prepare your heart and mind to reflect and pray this invitation, do so with the knowledge that in this moment, God is offering an open, loving hand of commitment to you.
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you, and lead me along the path of everlasting life.
How are your thoughts right now? Anxious? Peaceful? Indifferent? Why? When you heard, "Point out anything in me that offends you," what entered your mind? What are you willing to do about it? Do you need to reach out for help to continue moving towards God?
As you hear this scripture again, pay attention to any resistance to this invitation, allowing God access to those things you have hidden.
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you, and lead me along the path of everlasting life.
In these final moments today, talk to Jesus about what comes to the forefront of your mind and heart when you offer this prayer of invitation. Ask Jesus for the faith and willingness to turn over those things that have hindered your relationship.
Lord Jesus, search us
and know our hearts.
Test us
and know our anxious thoughts.
Point out in us anything that offends you, and lead us along the path of everlasting life.